today and tomorrow. A special topic, we're going to talk about the disease of passionate love. That's what we're going to talk about today. And then tomorrow we're going to talk about how to resist sexual urges. And I'm going to tell you why I'm doing this topic. I'm doing this topic because we have a lot of young Muslims who join our website, Alhamdulillah, and many of them have questions about how to resist the urge to commit sin. You know, our young Muslims, we are losing so many of our Muslims daily to the dunya. They end up falling for the traps that Shaitan lays down for them, and they end up apostating from our religion. So it's important that we try to educate the youth of Islam and try to keep our children from really interacting with the kuffar. And I can tell you one of the number one causes or the number one reasons why we're losing so many of our Muslim youth is because we send them to public schools. We send them to school with the kuffar, and they end up succumbing to peer pressure. They end up wanting to be like the rest of the kids. They want to date. They want to dress like them. They want to look like them. They want to imitate the kuffar in what they do. So I'm telling you, I mean, I warn you parents to really, really think twice before you send your children to the kuffar school. It would be best for you to homeschool your own children than to throw them out to the wolves. And you want to try to keep your children away from the non-Muslims as much as possible. If you don't live in an Islamic community, if you don't live around Muslims, you need to move and make hijrah to be around Muslims for the sake of your children. Because you do not want your children to befriend the kafirs, because they will end up imitating them, being like them, and falling for the traps that Shaitan sets for them. Okay? And another thing, too, that I encourage you parents to be careful of is this internet. The internet. So many of our young Muslim children, young Muslim girls are using the internet to meet men. And they end up going to these chat rooms, meeting with some guy and talking with him and emailing him and private messaging him. And these girls end up thinking that they're in love. They end up falling in love with some man that they don't know anything about, but who they met on the internet. Okay? And some of these girls fall in love to the point where they run away from home because their fathers are not going to allow them to marry these men that they meet, which I don't blame them. So many of our Muslim girls run away from home and end up marrying these so-called Muslim men that they meet on the internet without their wali's approval, which means their marriage is not even valid. They're living in zina. So we need to be aware as parents of the dangers out there that are that provoke our children away from Islam. And what we're going to talk about today is this disease called passionate love. Passionate love. So many people think they're in love. You fall in love with some man on the internet. You love him so much that you will disobey your parents and you'll run away from home to be with this man. Or you love a woman so much that you stop fulfilling your obligations to Allah. We need to understand that one of the ways in which Shaitan leads human beings astray is by making that which is evil look good. And we've talked about this before in the other Tawheed classes we've had. Shaitan leads us astray by making that which is haram look good to us. He bewitches our mind until he deceives us. And no one, not any one of us, is safe from his bewitching except those whom Allah wills to save. Shaitan makes the good look good to us. He makes what looks good to us those things that will harm us the most. And he will make us think that whatever it is we're doing is a beneficial act. And I'll give you an example. This internet. A lot of these young girls, they meet men on the internet and they fall in love with them. And then they get to thinking, well, this is something good. It's okay that I'm emailing this man because he's a Muslim. It's okay that I'm private messaging this man because he's a Muslim. Shaitan deceives you and makes you think that what you're doing is something good. He makes you bypass what Allah tells you to do, which is you are not supposed to be talking to any man. Any man, even if it was Sheikh Atli. You ain't supposed to talk to any man without the permission, approval, consent, and knowledge of your wali. Before you even begin to call yourself liking someone on the internet, the first thing that you do is you go to your father and you say, Father, I would like to talk to this Muslim man on the internet. That's the first thing that should have been done. But so many of us don't do this, and we end up falling victim to Shaitan. He makes you think it's okay. You know, this man is a Muslim. This man is a sheikh. Or this man is whatever. That's how Shaitan deceives us. He makes the good look good to us, and he makes us imagine that we are doing something that is beneficial to us. And he makes us run away from the most beneficial act until he thinks that it is something harmful. So many of us fall victim to this. So many of us fall victim to the deceit of the Shaitan. And it's not just our young Muslims. It's not just our young teenage children who are falling victim to this. Grown adults are too. No woman. No Muslim woman, no woman who believes in Allah and fears the last day should be in contact or communication with any man. Again, without the permission, approval, knowledge of her wali. But we got grown women who do this too. They sit here on this internet hooking up with a bunch of men that they don't know, falling in love. We got women who even sell their homes, their property, and move overseas to be with a man they've never met in their life. This is how the Shaitan deceives us. This is how he works. He leads us astray by making the evil look good and appealing to us. So as believing Muslims, we have to constantly be on our guard against the Shaitan. We have to constantly be aware of the traps that he lays for us. And I'm going to tell you, the number one disease that many of us fall victim to is the disease of passionate love and the disease of desire. And we're going to talk about this. What is passionate love? Now, we talked before about love in the class we held on shirk. We talked about the different types of love. But what is this passionate love? What's the difference between love and passionate love? We have to understand, guys, passionate love is when the soul, your soul loves something that would harm you and that will not benefit you. That's passionate love. That's the difference. You love something that is of no benefit to you, and you love it in your heart to the point where you will do anything to have it, anything to be with it. We got young girls, young Muslim girls who think they're in love with men if they meet on the internet. They're not in love with these men. You don't even know what love is. This is the Shaitan. He's putting that passionate love in your heart, making you long for something that you know you shouldn't even be dealing with. Passionate love is also a psychological sickness. It's a psychological sickness. It plays with your mind. It plays with your imagination. It makes you think that you love someone. It makes you think that something is good for you. It's a psychological sickness that ends up becoming noticeable in your body. For example, you can't eat. You can't drink. You're so in love with someone. Your mind is constantly thinking of this man who you don't even know. Your mind is constantly so engulfed with, oh, I wonder, let me get on that computer to be with him. So you stop eating. You don't sleep right. You're losing weight. You're running yourself down, and you're not even aware of it because you are so blinded by this disease that Shaitan has put in your heart called passionate love. So passionate love is also a psychological sickness that becomes noticeable on your body, and it affects your mind. Again, you know it's haram. You know you ain't got no business emailing no man. You know you ain't got no business sitting up on MSN talking to some dude. You know that. But Shaitan has blinded you. He's got your mind. Okay? That's passionate love. You thinking it's love. That's passionate love. It affects the mind and it causes sadness. It makes you melancholy and sad. You get sad when you think that you can't be with this man. That's passionate love. That's the effect it has on your mind. It causes sadness. It makes you weak. It makes you not eat, not sleep. You're consumed with nothing but thinking about this person. So thus, guys, you can see that passionate love is the total opposite of regular love. A heart that is afflicted with passionate love is harmed by the connection it has to the thing it loves. You begin to not fulfill your obligations to Allah. A person can be so passionately in love with someone or something that they stop fulfilling their obligations. And I'll give you an example. We have the story of Abu Bakr's son, who was married to Atika. He was so consumed with love for her. So consumed with love for her that he stopped praying. He stopped going to the mosque. He refused to fight in the jihad. All he wanted to do is sit underneath Atika. That was an example of passionate love. It starts to make you not fulfill your obligations to Allah. And that's why Abu Bakr ordered him to divorce her. He said, because this is not love, this is obsession. The love you have for this woman has superseded all boundaries. That is no longer love. That's an obsession from the Shaitan. And many of us, again, fall victim to this. We neglect our prayers. We disobey our parents. We sneak and talk to men. And we sneak and hook up with people. All of that. That is Shaitan. So thus, a person asks the question, okay, we recognize that passionate love is something that is not good. How can we cure ourselves of this? How can I cure myself of this love? The answer is simple. You have to remove that object from out of your life. Remove that object from out of your life. We have to understand, guys, that Allah created us to worship Him. He created us to love Him. He gave us a heart to love Him with. We are not supposed to put anyone above Allah. Your love should be for Him. Any type of passion you have should be for Allah. It shouldn't be for anyone else. Because if you love something else equal to Allah, you have now committed shirk. We have to also understand, guys, passionate love is commonly used with a forbidden act. Forbidden act. The man who commits adultery. He's a man who fell passionately in love with some woman that was unlawful for him. The young Muslim girl who runs away from home, disobeys her parents, and marries some man without even their consent. Another forbidden act. Passionate love leads to haram, guys. There's nothing good about it. Again, because you're not supposed to put anyone equal to the level of Allah. Now, for those people, because again, Shaitan plays with each and every one of us. He tries to get to test each and every one of us with the disease of passionate love. In one way or another, some of us he tests with other humans. Some of us he tests with our money and our property. For the person who is afflicted with passionate love and they hold back and restrain from giving into it, for these people Allah will reward. Allah tells in the Quran, He says, verily, those who fear Him and who remain patient, then Allah will reward them. He will reward them with paradise. So again, guys, Shaitan does this to all of us. But if you can resist his urge and hold back and not give in, you will be rewarded by Allah. You're a young girl, 16 years old. You're in high school. There's a boy in your chemistry class, a cute little young boy. He always smiles at you. He always tells you that you look beautiful in your scarf with your head covered. He's a popular boy in school. All the Kaffir girls like him, but he always smiles at you. So one day he comes to you and starts to talk to you. And he tells you that he likes you because you're different. You begin to spend more time with him. The next thing you know, your heart starts to feel warm. And from next thing you know, when you go home, you think about him all the time. You sit in your bedroom writing poems about this boy in school, thinking about him constantly. Next thing you know, you tell yourself that you're in love with him and you got to have him. You got to be with him regardless of the consequences. Despite the fact that he's a Kaffir and you're a Muslim, despite that, you got to be with him. Now, for the girl who gives in to that emotion, and she violates her religion by being with that guy, then she's a loser. But for the young Muslim girl who catches herself and says, wait a minute, this ain't right. Something is not right here. He's not Muslim, number one. Number two, I am disobeying Allah. Number three, I'm disobeying my parents. Number four, I'm sneaking around. I'm violating my religion. I can't do this. So for the Muslim girl who pulls back and fears Allah, and she goes and prays and asks Allah to take this sickness out of her heart, this is a woman who will be rewarded. Allah says He will reward a person such as that. But for the young Muslim girl who gives in to those desires, she will be rewarded with the hellfire. And 9 times out of 10, she's rewarded even worse because nine times out of ten, these girls end up pregnant having babies by Kaffir men. astaghfirullah, to be a constant reminder to them of what they've done. So we have to learn how to resist the shaitan, guys. Nothing is supposed to be that good, that deep. There's nothing wrong with loving someone in the right way. But we have to understand that love has its boundaries, it has its conditions, it has its time, and it has its place. And no love supersedes that of Allah. For the person who keeps Allah foremost on his mind and in his heart, he doesn't have to worry about ever falling a victim to passionate love. Because he knows how to place love in its perspective. He knows that he doesn't go around falling in love with someone he's not married to. Because he doesn't put anyone before Allah. He's not going to allow anything or anyone to jeopardize his relationship with Allah. So the way to avoid passionate love is to love Allah. Educate yourself about your religion. Love Allah. Love Him above everyone and everything. If you do that, then you don't have to ever worry about falling victim or being a statistic. You don't have to ever worry about being one of those crazy women, Muslim women, who have sold their homes, quit their jobs, and moved overseas to a country they've never been to before. And they marry a man they've never met, and then the man tells them a month later, sorry, I don't want you. And now this woman has lost everything. She's lost her home, her job, everything, because she fell victim to passionate love. Or you don't have to be that beautiful Muslim girl who has your whole life in front of you, but you've thrown it away because you married some, ran away and hooked up with some man you met on the internet. And now you're sitting up pregnant with his child. And you're not even married to him legally because you didn't have your father's approval or permission. We wouldn't be in these type of situations, guys, if we learn how to resist the temptations of shaitan and stay away from this disease and this sickness, which is called passionate love. Okay, I want to stop right here for today. And then tomorrow I'm going to continue with this lecture. We're going to talk about how to resist the urge to commit zina. And again, these lectures are scheduled, planned for you young teenagers. Because we got a bunch of young children here at the website who are sending me emails asking me, what do they do? I'm in love with the basketball star in school. I fell in love with a brother from the chat room. I got about 3 of those. I met somebody online at the chat room, and I'm in love with him. But my father told me, no, what do I do? I mean, you wouldn't be in these situations if you would not give in to shaitan. And it's very, very important that you young girls understand something. You understand what Sheikh Morsi was trying to stress to you this past weekend? You cannot marry anyone without your father's approval, you young Muslim girls. You should not even be talking to a man unless your father knew about it and gave you permission. If he didn't know about it, you've sinned. You've committed an act of zina. It doesn't matter if Sheikh Atli said to you, I want you to private message me and email me. You say, no way, Jose. It don't matter who the man is. You have no business talking to any man on this internet without your father's permission, approval, and knowledge. You have no business emailing any men, period. Even if he was the king of Saudi Arabia. You young girls better wake up, because that passionate love is a sickness and a disease. And Layla Nasheeba tells you all the time, love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. You better put that love to Allah. Give it to Allah where it's supposed to be. And stop falling victim to Shaitan and his traps. Okay? So if you guys have any questions, inshallah, go ahead and ask them.